السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 11th of Rajab 1440, we present to you a report back of our lesson, of our activities during the past week. Alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us in the noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you must pronounce it, announce it, and attribute everything to Allah, not to ourselves. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of my Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, provider. Similarly, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who is not grateful to human being, in reality, is not grateful and thankful to Almighty Allah. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, last week Monday, we did the Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiya. With Allah's fazl mercy, it went very, very well. Tuesday, Alhamdulillah, that I was in the masjid, and I just returned on Monday from Cape Town. So Tuesday night I gave them a report back of our trip to Mauritius, our trip to Cape Town, how I met the president there, and our programs there in Mauritius. And we thank our Mufti Huzaifa and Dr. Abdullah Hussein, Brother Abdul Alim, and all the people there, men, women, children, who went out of their way to make our stay so wonderful there in Mauritius. Similarly, in Cape Town, our brother Idris Mayat, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward him, and the Al Farooq group, mashallah, who made this whole trip easy for us to go to Cape Town and have wonderful programs there. May Almighty Allah accept it. So that was Tuesday night there in the Jami Masjid. And Wednesday, mashallah, I was there before Maghrib at the Darulum Zakariya with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And there, after the students, I think, told us that Mufti Rizal al-Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, that they benefited so much the previous time I spoke to them. And we spoke to them about Zionism and Shiaism and the dangers they are to us Muslims and humanity, actually. So they suggested that, told us that I must speak again. So Alhamdulillah, Hazrat said that about 7:45 or so that I must speak. And then again, I spoke for about 45 minutes or 50 minutes, and almost an hour, one can say. And I spoke this time about Salafiyat, and that is, you know, the danger of Salafis. They are Muslims, but remember, when you understand Salafism, then they make people feel that anybody can just go to Quran Sharif or the Sunnah Mubarakah and make their own interpretations, and therefore people start following their base desires, their whims and fancies, and that is how then they become very, very lax on Islam. And then we have some question and answers. So it was very, very interesting, Alhamdulillah. Thursday, Alhamdulillah, that we had our meetings and so forth. Then Friday morning, I left, and mashallah, with my wife, and our first stop was Marlboro. After a long time having a program day in Marlboro, so we first went to the house of our brother Haji Musa Qasim. He and his wife, Sister Suraya, were with us in a Hajj last year. So as you say, a Haji bhai, and mashallah, that, you know, the muhabbat is there. So we were reached there 11 o'clock, Alhamdulillah, and they stay in Wendy Hood, very near the Marlboro Masjid, about 6 minutes or so, 7 minutes from there. So I translated the khutbah from Haji Musa Qasim's place, and it was Sheikh Shuraim's khutbah, and he spoke about, mashallah, the pride and arrogance and so forth. And in that way, that it was a big lesson for us and the ummah at large, that today the downfall of this ummah is that we don't want to accept the truth, but rather we want to continue in our own ways. So that is, and we despise people and look down upon people. So that is the definition of pride made by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, patarul haq wa ghamtun nas. That is that you don't accept the truth and you look down upon people, Allah forbid. And thereafter we went to the masjid. I dropped my wife there by Mona Yunus Daya's place and went to the masjid, and mashallah the masjid was already getting full. And then I met the Imam Maulana Hajat. So he said that I must give the lecture, and I asked him till what time and so forth, and I must make the khutbah and salat. So I told him, no, I'll give the lecture and make the khutbah, and he must make the salat. So he was very, very happy about it. His father, Mufti Hajat Sahib, was leaving for Umrah. So inshallah, he's there already in the Haramain Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala take them all with afiyat, accept everybody's Umrah and ziyarah to Medina Munawwara, and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala take us again. Allah Ta'ala bar bar haziri nasib farmai. That is the fadl, the grace and mercy of Allah. So in that 25 minutes I had, so I wanted to discuss three issues. Number one, the countries I visited: Russia, Uzbekistan, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and then Vietnam, and then Mauritius. So we covered that in about 15-16 minutes. Then I said that what is Islam? Islam is Noor. Islam is the radiance, the effulgence, the celestial light which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching the people. We teach the people, alhamdulillah, and to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in to the light of Islam. لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. And then we see that we brought the New Zealand attacks and massacre, and said that these people who commit this terrorism, they are actually jealous of the spread of Islam, and they want to stop it, and they want to distort the peaceful message of Islam because of their jealousy, and then they go and murder, premeditated murder, 50 people. So alhamdulillah that we made dua for the shuhada of New Zealand, and Almighty Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, and may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala may grant their family Sabri Jameel and make it easy for everybody. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept our going to Marlboro. Lunch was by Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, and he spoke of his stay there in India, mashallah, in the various darulums and so forth. And he gave me certain incidents of Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Wonderful, wonderful. Maulana Ahmad Dokrat from Pretoria came also, mashallah, with Qari Sahib Qari bin Yameen. So they also came there and to welcome us and listen to the lecture and so forth. So we all had lunch. It was very, very, you know, intensive discussions with Maulana Yunus Daya, and I was very, very thrilled and happy. Hazrat also was very, very happy, and we had discussions, bilateral discussions, multilateral discussions. And then after about 1 hour of discussion, you know, lunch and after lunch and so forth, I told Hazrat I have to leave. So we arrived there in Pretoria at around 4:15. So we went there to Maulana Ahmed Dokra's father's place, and I had to rest now because after Asr was a nikah. My wife's nephew, Maulana Asad, who passed away 3 and a half years ago, qualified in Darulum, Newcastle, and taught there in the Darulum and Madrasa where Maulana Muhammad Dokrat, Maulana Ahmed Dokrat for about 20 years. So, mashallah, his son, Maulana Luqman, was getting married. So, in the CIS Masjid. So, alhamdulillah, I arrived there on time for Asr Salat, and you know, then they told me that I must deliver a lecture and so forth. So, I gave some advices to the groom and to all the brothers who were there, and then performed the nikah. Maulana Sim Mita was also my student, and he is also running a Darulum there, Ma'adun Noor, just on the outskirts of Pretoria. So we requested him to make the dua. So mashallah, the people in Marlboro, the people in CIS were all very, very happy. So many people came to meet me. and informed me this is first time in their life they heard all these type of things. And thereafter we went back home and we were free for the night, you know, meals and all these type of things. So nevertheless, our Haji Suleiman Dokrat, Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat's father, he also injured himself. So Allah Ta'ala give him complete shifa. And Mawlana Ahmad's mother, she lost her parents, her mother recently, father a few years ago. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. And in that way, that after Fajr, night time, I slept there at Haji Suleiman Dokrat's place, Fashion World. And thereafter Fajr, I went to Masjid Darussalam and I had a short program there for about 5-7 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and explained to them what is Islam and why we find all these type of massacres going on in different parts of the world, and whether it is in Palestine, they stole our whole masjid, one can say. So you must remember that Masjid Ibrahim Khalil, so there Baruch Goldstein came, murdered our people in Ramadan, cold-blooded murder, and 29 people became shaheed. The eventual death toll after people succumbed to the injuries was 69-70. And what did the apartheid regime of Israel do? They took our masjid where Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam are buried with their honorable spouses, and they took half the masjid. And Friday night, Saturday morning, when it is their Sabbath, they take the whole masjid. So he's stealing our masjid and occupying it. I read Salat then 89-92. The whole masjid belongs to us. And this is what they want to do with Masjid al-Aqsa and fool the Ummah. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimeen. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtalin ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ahsim adada waqtuluhum badada wa la tubki minhum ahada. This is the dua that Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu read. So remember when he was there in Makkah in Tan'im before they executed him. So that is the dua we read also. May Almighty Allah destroy the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Thereafter, they have a habit there on Saturdays in Masjid Darussalam that they have some tea after Fajr, only on Saturdays, and they have some biscuits in it. So I went there, and Mona Abbas Ali Jina was there. So mashallah, I informed him of our trip to Mauritius, Cape Town, and what Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib informed me. So many issues he was not aware of what's happening. So alhamdulillah, we informed him about all those issues. He was very, very happy, and Allah Ta'ala give him shifa. Also, he said he's not feeling too well. So anyway, after about 15-20 minutes discussion, then I took leave and I said I have to go now. And then I returned and I came back here to our Lanesia. Alhamdulillah, a few other places I had to go, but I came back at around 11 o'clock or so. And because 12 o'clock they said that we're going to leave for Bergwell. So alhamdulillah, just after 12, I was at Darul Zakaria, and in our car, we went with two vehicles. In our vehicle, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib and myself at the back of in the car, and in front was Mawlana Bilal Bhatia, it was his car, and Mufti Ilyas, who helps Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. So mashallah, four of us, very, very comfortable. Took us about 3.5 hours, because we stopped for Salat, Zohar Salat at Akhenov, and then we stopped again there in front. So anyway, around 4:15 or so, we were there in Bergwell. And Hazrat Mohan Shabir Saluji Sahib, he came with Mohan Durvesh and Mashallah Mohan Abdullah Dola, and there was Mohan Qasim also. So anyway, Mohan Mangera, I think is her name. So Mohan Ismail Mangera or Qasim Mangera. So anyway, that he came also, four of them. So they also just came for Saturday and then went back. So when we reached there, Mashallah, our host was our brother Ibrahim, Haji Ibrahim Asmal, and mashallah, he goes out of his way to make life easy for us there, always keeping us in very, very high, you know, spirits and so forth. So his beloved daughter Fatima completed the hifz, so great momentous occasion for the family, for Fatima, her teacher Maulana Mufti Amjad Sahib, Mufti Amjad Chauhan, Pai Abdul Samad Chauhan Sahib's son, he's there 13 years doing great sterling service to the community. So she completed the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Mufti Hazrat Mohan Shabir Sahib gave a talk, and Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib made the dua, and then there was tea and so forth, and then was Asr time.
After Asr, subhanallah, it started raining and we had to go about 3-4 kilos. And there they just bought a new premises, you know, so that is for foundation laying, that for the new madrasa. And mashallah, that great many ulama were there from Natal and other parts also. So mashallah, I met ulama from Durban, Port Shepstone, Escort, in various places, and Newcastle, Ladysmith, and so forth. They all came there. So they, you know, it was wonderful. We all made dua there. We all poured some cement and so forth. And in that way, may Almighty Allah make this masjid, Manazir Islam, the madrasa, all a beacon of light. How beautiful Burgwell is. Let these madaris become beautiful. And masjid, so that they become the ulama, the students, everybody, all of us, become true ambassadors of Islam. And after Maghrib was the talk, mashallah, the talks were the live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If anybody wants the talks, we can WhatsApp it to you, so you can listen to it in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. I already sent it out on my Twitter account, Twitter handle, @AKHosen, AKHOOSEN. So you can listen to it there as well. Nevertheless, so mashallah, Maulana Aku, Muhammad Aku was the MC, and there was Kirat also by Hafiz Abdul Rahman, one of the local Hufaz. And thereafter, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib spoke about 15-20 minutes or so, or maybe more. And actually, Hazrat's message was that the youth, today we involve with the cell phone, we involve in futile activities, wasting our life, and no aim, no direction, and that is something we need to lament and be concerned about. So that was the, in essence, the message Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji Sahib Hafidhullah rendered. And thereafter, Maulana Huzaifa, mashallah, Maulana Imtiaz Hasan, he read the Qasida Burda. And thereafter, I had to speak, and I discussed three topics. Number one, the places I visited, how you will see some places, so much joy, Hifz class day in Japan, in Tokyo, and you will find people becoming Hafiz, children, men, women. And you see Uzbekistan, sad state of affairs. So all this we highlighted, and then we spoke about New Zealand, and what happened, and what is the way forward for all of us. So we all should try our level best, that we become the true ambassadors. And thereafter, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib spoke, and Hazrat spoke about shukr, that how grateful, thankful we should be to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His ever-recurring bounties and favors which He is showering upon us. And in that way, there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of us that we, inshallah, that we become shakirin and shakirat, grateful servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nevertheless, we find that thereafter there was dua and meals and so forth. By the time we came to Mufti Amjad Shohan's house, was about 10 o'clock. So we spoke for about half an hour. The students wanted to meet Hazrat. And then up past 10, we took leave. And then I got messages from New Zealand that because I do program for them there also, especially during Ramadan, and this is going on for years. When I went the first time to New Zealand, I've been there thrice, alhamdulillah. So every year they contact me wherever I am, and I have daily programs. So they said I must give a message to the people of New Zealand. So this was 12 o'clock at our time, that I was preparing and giving them that message and sending it to them. And they 11 hours ahead of us. For example, it was 2 o'clock here in the afternoon, so there it is 1 o'clock at night. So the sun rises first there in Fiji and New Zealand, then it comes here after so many hours. So it shows that, you know, the people are really in mourning and grief. So I delivered that message to them. May Almighty Allah accept it. And then alhamdulillah was the Fajr Salat, and after Fajr was the, what we will call, the Majlis of Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. So Maulana Huzaifa read the Qirat, and thereafter Maulana Aku spoke for a little while, and then I spoke, and my topic was Rahmatullah, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And in that way, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala helps us. Allah Ta'ala says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, whatever the conditions are, wherever we are. Say, Wa dakhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your mercy. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, so ill, so sick, he's crying crying, begging, beseeching Allah, Anni Masani Adurru wa Anta Arhamur Rahimeen. Oh Allah, calamity has struck me. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So in that way there, Inna Rahmatullahi Qareebun Min Muhsineen. So we must take this message of peace. We must take the message of mercy to people. People want that motivation, inspiration. And Almighty Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. When that servant and slave cries, begs Allah, Allah forgives him. Not once, 1,000 times, 100 times, 1,000,000 times, provided that we are sincere. Then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke about the importance of zikr. Fadkuru ni adkurkum. And Hazrat is a master of the Arabic language, Urdu language, Farsi, Persian. So Hazrat rhymed the words. If you make zikr of Allah, bisuhur, that is, that in sehri time, then Allah will give you hur, and Allah will bless you with the damsels of Jannah. If you make zikr with mujahada, that you are striving, then tomorrow there will be mushahada. We will see the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So in that way, Hazrat was explaining the importance of zikr, and Hazrat told me in the car when we were going, that, you know, there was a great, great alim, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lahori, Rahimahullah. So some students, some people were writing articles and writing against Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lahori heard about it and called that person, who was like a journalist, and told him, let me tell you, that you better change your stance. Today, Hazrat Madani passed away in 1957, and Hazrat told him that you better change your stance on this, because today the people who are living, Hazrat Madani is one of the greatest awliyaullah of our time. So that brother started reading more and more about Hazrat Madani, and then he started praising Hazrat Madani. So these are the awliyaullah, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah Jalla Wala states, Man adali waliyan, فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. When you cause harm to a friend of mine, then I announce, remember the war against you. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us, that stay away from riba and interest, otherwise there'll be a war. Stay away, remember, from attacking the awliyaullah, otherwise there'll be war. So in that way, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Nevertheless, thereafter was zikr, and mashallah, the people came from far and wide to participate, and then breakfast there, and this day with the masjid there on the side. And Hazrat said, now we should leave. So around 8, quarter past 8 or so, we left. And the four of us, Mona Shabir Sahib, Mona Durvesh Sahib already left around half past 8 or so. That halfway through my lecture, then they went because they told us they have to go, because Sunday they have to go to airport and so forth. So nevertheless, that was, they reached safely, alhamdulillah, at around half past 11 in Darul Zakaria. So we reached there about half past 11 daytime, and by the time I reached my house and everything, so it was around 12 o'clock, and subhanallah, when I reached my house, 5 past 12 or so, load shedding came in for almost 5 hours, you know. So it is the mercy of Allah that we were there, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us and our country. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Allah Ta'ala grant us safety, security. Fallahu khairun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Allah Jalla Wala alone is the one who can give us safety, security. He, Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. MashaAllah, on the way back also, so many issues, tafsir, hadith, fiqh, tasawwuf, tariq, different topics we discuss, and Hazrat mashallah gives us answers. So wonderful. And thereafter I went home and then sought out the generator and so forth with the help and mercy of Allah. And then it was time for Zohar, and my brother-in-law's, Fatima's brothers came, mashallah, Haji Abdullah, Haji Hashim, and all of them. So we had the Q&A also yesterday with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. I was in our land studios, and Hafiz Hussain Wadi was in the Durban studio. So that was 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, mashallah. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, thousands of people are benefiting, and that goes out on all three platforms. That is on Sirius FM, and on Ansar Radio, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So mashallah, we chose the time so people people at home, in their leisure time, they can listen to Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, all these type of things according to the four schools, and protect the creed and the belief structure of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is our aim, our objective, that bring about transformation through the correct information, and in that way we keep ourselves connected to our honorable asatiza and teachers, with our honorable akabir and elders and mashayikh as well. So inshallah, thereafter today you can listen to Sheikh Zakaria from 2:30 to 4, and in the mercy of Allah, and then 4 till Maghrib Durban time, on Khalid Yaqub, and thereafter 7 to 8 our brother Alameen Templeton with business matters. 7 to 8 will be brother Amin. 8 to 10 will be Q&A with Mawlana Arafat Atiya and myself, inshallah, inshallah. May all might Allah accept us. Allahumma jalna min al-maqbulin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalina innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alim.